since, like, I guess the middle of senior year of high school, I've been sort of on this mission to go back and find and buy all of the books that have, like, really impacted me that I remember reading when I was young. And yesterday I was reading one called Hate That Cat by Sharon Creech, and it's the sequel to Love That Dog, also by Sharon Creech. Because when I was young, Sharon Creech was, like, my favoriteest author ever. And my favorite book by her was The Wanderer, which was about a girl named Sophie, and I think she was 13, and it's about her voyaging across the sea, to find, I think, her father. Maybe I'm making that up. All I really remember is that she's voyaging across the sea, and there's a boy involved too. And I remember that her name is Sophie, and I remember that all of the chapters were really, really short. And I thought that was, like, really unique about the book. Like, some of the chapters would literally just be, like, a few sentences. And yeah. I still, another, like, random thing that I remember that I can't believe I still remember is the first phrase of the whole, like, book, The Wanderer. I guess, like, the first sentence, it's, the sea, the sea, the sea. It rolled and rolled and called to me. Come in, it said, come in. And I just loved that. I guess it's, like, two sentences, but, I remember that line being so beautiful to me, even though looking back, you know, it's not hugely special, but it was to me at the time, and that was when I kind of first fell in love with the author. And Love That Dog is about a little kid who is in an English class or a writing class or something. He's a little boy, and his teacher is getting him to write poetry for the course, and he's really young. He's gotta be in, like, maybe second grade or so, which is, like, 6 or 7 years old here. And, yeah, I guess, like, 7 or 8, not 6 or 7, because kindergarten is 5, then first grade is 6, and then, yeah, so it would be 7 is second grade. Yeah, that's how math works. Anyway, so he's, like, a young kid, and his teacher's getting him to write poetry, and the whole book is just the collection of poetry that he's turned in for the course, and it's really, really cute, and it's a really quick read. Like, whenever I reread it, it takes me about 30 minutes to get through the whole book, because it's just, you know, it's really low, the reading level, and it's just a really cute story. And as the poem that he writes, as you read more and more of them, you can kind of piece together little parts of his life that he's drawing from for these poems. And one thing is that he had a dog that he really, really loved, and then it died, and he was really sad when his yellow dog died. And I think that was also, like, one of my first encounters with, like, a book that made me sad, and it was because his dog died. And it was also one of my first, like, acknowledgements of those small sorts of sadnesses that everyone goes through, but that still mean a lot to everyone. I don't know, it was like me when I was really young having some of my first deep philosophical thoughts about the nature of sadness, I guess. But yeah, now I'm rereading Hate That Cat, which is the sequel about a black cat that he hates, and he has the same teacher again, and same format, and it's really sweet. So yeah, I'm looking forward to finishing them, and Sharon Creech is amazing, and I know nothing about her at all except that her name is Sharon Creech. I feel like with the amount of books that I've read by her, I should know, like, you know, what she looks like or what job she has or something like that, but I really don't. But I think that's kind of cool too. Like, I can have this ideal version of her in my head, and there's no reason that